The team leader will conduct an initial search while taking extensive notes documenting the physical and environmental conditions. Trace evidence that can be destroyed should be identified and protected. The search area should be identified while determining the methods and needs to process the scene. For example, how you approach a homicide scene will be much different than a post-blast event. If the scene is in an open field or covers a vast area, the perimeter is generally half the distance from where the last piece of evidence was located, as we discussed in the Oklahoma bombing in 1995.